Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Set Apart. Approximately 8 billion of us occupy this place we call Earth. Many religions, ideologies, and ways of life exert influence on the world's societies. As Christians, we live in this world, but we are also set apart from the world. For most of us, this is a paradox. What exactly does it mean? Just what does it mean to be set apart? Today, I want to examine this common thread of being set apart that is found in the New Testament. Then, I will present a series of questions designed to make us ponder these Bible verses. The Bible leaves no doubt that we as Christians have been set apart from this world. Many passages make this clear. They tell us that we have been called forth from the darkness of this world. Let's take a look at some of those verses. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Do not conform yourself to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect." 1 Peter 2 verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own, so that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." John 15 verse 19 states, "If you belong to the world would love its own. But because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world hates you." Romans 12 verses 1 and 2 states, "I urge you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourself to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect." 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19 states, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own?" 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, "So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come." And finally, 2 Corinthians 6 verses 14 through 15 and verse 17. "Do not be yoked with those who are different with unbelievers. For what partnership do righteousness and lawlessness have? Or what fellowship does light have with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what has a believer in common with an unbeliever?" Verse 17 goes on to state, "Therefore come forth from them and be separate, says the Lord, and touch nothing unclean, then I will receive you." Hopefully, these Bible passages make it easily apparent that we as Christians are called forth from this world and meant to be set apart. Now, let's take a look at some questions. Do our lives look like someone who is set apart from the world, or do we blend in and look like everyone else in this secular society? Have we truly been transformed, or are we conforming to this world? In what areas of our life are we still living in darkness? Jesus said if we follow after him, the world will hate us. Have you ever experienced insults, hatred, or have you been mistreated or maligned because of your Christian views and way of life? Our bodies are meant to be holy and pleasing to God. They are a temple for the Holy Spirit. Do we treat them as holy and sacred? In what ways are we treating our body that would not be pleasing to God? Are we storing up treasures for this earth, or are we living in a way that we are storing up treasures in heaven? Would a critical review of our life show that we are seeking after God, or would it reveal that we are seeking after wealth, power, prestige, and the comforts of this world? Do we run from those things in this world that seek to pull us away from God, or, like so many others, do we run after them? And finally, have we truly become a new creation in Christ, or are there some old things or habits that still need to pass away. Jesus has gone forth to prepare a heavenly home for us. But first, we have to navigate the often treacherous roads of this world. God longs for us to one day be with Him in heaven, but until that day, He has called us to be set apart in this world. Does our life demonstrate that we are? Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, it is not easy to live in this world and be set apart from it. I often fall short. Send forth your Holy Spirit to strengthen my resolve. Help me always to live by your word. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at brokendoorministries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Don't forget to like today's podcast and to share it with others. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.